7235. I am southbound on 82nd at Burnside.
7235, I got a mechanic tied up from you. What's going on?
All right, thank you for calling me back. So I have called this in already down at Swan Island. I couldn't get my doors to close. They finally closed, and they told me to, along the way, if it happened again, then to reset the turn it off and then turn it back on. And then if it happens again, to reset the battery, and I've done both those things. I'm at Burnside, it wouldn't close, and finally it closed, so I am moving again, so I am rolling.
Okay, just out of curiosity, when you're resetting the battery, how long are you leaving the battery out for?
I count to 20.
Not long enough. Battery has to be off around 3 minutes for it to reset itself.
Okay, I've never heard that. Good gracious. But I also want to tell you that I can see where the rubber on the top of the door is hitting the other piece when they come together, and it's bending the rubber, and then it won't close.
All right. Next, what I want you to do on your layover is go back to the back doors, open them up, and I want you to see if you can bend the rubber so that it aligns right when it closes. That should help your situation.
Okay, it's not my rear doors, it is my front doors, and I have tried to bend that rubber already, and I could not get it. It just doesn't really want to move at all.
Okay. Well, there's nothing that a truck can do other than what I would have you do out on the road. So, if it happens again, do a battery reset and possibly see if maybe you can manipulate the rubber. I don't have anything to trade you with now, but I can look for a trade. I don't know when that would be.
Okay, well, I'm going to make it back to Clackamas Town Center, which is where I am relieved. So I'm not really worried about me. I am worried about the driver that's going to take over the bus for me, but I'll pass on that information, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you. 1709.